It's 4:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Lara Willis with Sean Sillers. It's overcast and a chilly 1 degree outside our East York studio. Now here are the headlines. A Leslieville fire has sent one man to hospital. Police have made another arrest in the murder of Jane Kreba. Over 200 people in Italy have been killed by yesterday's earthquake. Now to our top story. A house fire has sent an 80-year-old man to hospital with no vital signs. The Gainsborough Drive home was engulfed by flames just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Firefighters responded within 5 minutes and pulled an elderly resident from the blaze. CPR was performed and the man has been transferred to Toronto East General Hospital. His injuries are considered extremely critical. 40 firefighters and 8 fire trucks are battling the fire. The house has been gutted and officials are concerned that the roof could collapse. It is uncertain if the man was alone in the house when the fire broke out. Police have made another arrest in the 2005 murder of Jane Kreba. 27-year-old Dorian Wallace was arrested in London, England last Thursday. He faces charges of manslaughter for his alleged role in the notorious Boxing Day shooting. Authorities have started extradition proceedings to bring Wallace back to Canada. An earthquake struck Italy early yesterday morning, killing at least 207 people. Another 1,500 are injured. The quake measured 5.8 on the Richter scale. It struck the city of L'Aquila in central Italy. Aftershocks have been hampering rescue efforts. Tens of thousands of people are homeless and are being sheltered in makeshift tent cities. Italy's Civil Protection Agency dismissed warnings that an earthquake would strike. A seismologist with the National Institute of Astrophysics reportedly predicted the quake weeks ago. Sue Johansson was at Centennial College's Progress campus last week. The visit was part of her Talk Sex with Sue tour. Johansson has dazzled audiences with her phone-in TV show since 2002. She spoke to students for an hour and a half about the ins and outs of sex. Greg Masick has this report.
Sue Johansson arrived to a warm welcome in the main events hall at the Student Center of Centennial College's Progress campus. She has spent over 30 years talking to over 20,000 students about sex. She told students that Canadian sex education doesn't tell students about what they want to know about the subject.
Talking about sex is probably one of the hardest things you will ever do. It is so personal, so private, so embarrassing. It's not something you talk about quickly and easily, particularly if you don't have good information about sex. Unfortunately, you didn't get good information about sex. When you were going to school, we didn't tell you what you wanted to know. We taught you what we thought you ought to know.
She says that in some schools in Canada, the sex education is so abysmal that students don't learn nearly enough about the subject. Sean Limbadi is a student from Centennial's Ashenby campus and came to hear what Johansson had to say.
I came here to see Sue because I saw her on TV and I thought it was interesting, so I came in to check it out and see what it's all about. I learned a couple new things and it was interesting and overall. And I thought it was good, had a good time.
Johansson continues to tour Canada on her Talk Sex with Sue tour. Greg Masick, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Toronto police are investigating after residents in downtown Toronto found little green pills on their doorsteps. The pills accompanied a pamphlet warning residents about radiation poisoning. Greenpeace Canada distributed the warnings. The placards indicated that the pill was potassium iodine, which is used to treat radiation sickness. Greenpeace said the tablets are actually seaweed. Police are analyzing the pills. Greenpeace is trying to convince Premier Dalton McGuinty to shut down the Pickering power plant. It seems the only thing toxic in this case are their strategies. That's the news for now. After the break, Sean Sillers will have the latest from the entertainment world.
Hi, I'm Armin, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh look like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes till Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and run through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located on the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a happy new year from Allison Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello everyone. Toronto's Mike Holmes stars in Hollywood's Brad Pitt in a two-part TV special, Live from New Orleans, airing tonight and tomorrow night on Global Television. Pitt founded the Make It Right Foundation to help victims of Hurricane Katrina. The series will continue for the next 5 weeks on Thursday nights at 8 on Home and Garden Television. 62-year-old actress Farrah Fawcett is in a Los Angeles hospital recovering from complications from a medical procedure in Germany. The star of the 70s TV show Charlie's Angels is being treated for colon cancer. The cancer has allegedly spread to her liver. Fawcett's doctor said she is on the mend and will be going home very shortly. 19-year-old R&B singer Chris Brown pleaded not guilty Monday to threatening and assaulting his girlfriend, musician Rihanna. Brown was charged in March with felony assault and uttering threats following an incident which occurred the day of the Academy Awards. Within moments of the plea, lawyers for Rihanna issued a statement saying she hoped a plea bargain could be reached in order to avoid a trial. A Toronto woman is finding that becoming a vegetarian can take more than willpower. Sometimes it means battling not only old eating habits, but one's own family. Rima Ramul reports.
Tamina Sawari sits at a Toronto area food court and picks through vegetables and rice. She decided to become a vegetarian some months ago after learning that one of her close friends gave it a go. But it hasn't been easy for the 21-year-old psychology student. For one thing, she says her family and friends are taking her seriously. Even her older sister can't quite believe Sawari won't eat meat.
She probably thought I was sneaking meat here and there when people were looking, but no. I mean, she would literally count if she would buy chicken burgers, she'd count them in the freezer.
Many vegetarians say people can be quite insensitive to their specific dietary needs. Sorori says she can definitely be put in that same boat now that she is the sole vegetarian in a family of meat eaters.
Sometimes it got me mad because I felt like they weren't taking into consideration the fact that I couldn't eat meat products. And it's hard when your mom, for example, when my mom would cook rice with a side of meat and nothing else, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, great, you're feeding me dry rice? Thanks, you know, what is this, prison?
Or perhaps a form of torture? Sorori thinks her folks are even trying to tempt her in order to test her.
It was kind of like the world was working against me because as soon as I started to become a vegetarian, all the best meats in the world would just, you know, be presented at dinner time.
For her part, Sorori admits there's probably a very good reason why her family isn't buying into her new eating habits completely. After just 2 months of being a vegetarian, she's already informed them that she's going back to eating chicken. Just for a bit, because she misses the taste. Rima Ramul, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
That's all for us. You can hear more news online at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Radio Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great evening.